Each month, VPR Classical features a young composer in our region for our Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online composition mentoring program. I'm Kari Anderson, and this month we'll meet and listen to the music of Burlington's Patricia Bristow Johnson, who's a graduating senior this year. For this interview, we jumped right in. Patricia, thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Why do you write music?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's fun. that's one of the main reasons. Also, I've been playing piano for a really long time, and I enjoy playing the piano, and sometimes when I'm playing the piano, I come up with things. Also, especially recently, although this has been happening for a while, I would, think of songs in my head when I'm just, going about my day. I guess that's why, I think of them, and it's fun to compose and stuff.
Tell me more about where your ideas come from. Do they just come to you, or do you hear something that sort of plants a seed? How does that happen?
They pretty much just come to me. It's usually, something fairly simple that comes to me, a melody or something, although often in my head, I'll think of, oh, that would sound good with that instrument, and I'd hear sort of an orchestral score going in my head. When a song is stuck in my head, even if it's, a song that's, not mine, eventually my brain will, do things to it, so, stuff comes out of it, and that also happens when a melody comes to my head. Sometimes I'll think of another part, too.
So you mentioned that you mostly write for piano, but your most recent opus piece was for a lot more instruments than that. How did it translate having all those different colors, all those different voices?
It was cool. This was my second time writing for more than one instrument. My first time was also for an opus thing that I wasn't selected for, where I wrote for a string quintet. And one thing I really noticed then was that, I could do more things. I could have more things going on, because, you only have two hands. So you could, only do, so many things on a piano, but then you could have, more than one melody going on at once, with a bunch of instruments and stuff.
So tell us a little more about the piece. It has such a distinctive sound.
When I started writing it, I was wanting it to, feature the viola, as the main melody at first, because I know that violas don't often get featured, and I, have a friend who plays viola and stuff, and so it would be nice to, get the people who rarely get featured as the, main thing. Usually I have the cello doing, arpeggio stuff, what I would be doing on the left hand. I think most of the inspiration for that one actually came when I was, sitting in front of the computer, with all the instruments in front of me and stuff.
I was at your rehearsal during Opus, and you had such confidence about how you talked to the musicians, and it seemed like such a really clear vision for the sound that you wanted in the piece. Where does that come from? Is it something that you've learned over time, or does it just come naturally to you?
I guess it's something I've had for kind of a while, throughout high school. I mean, I do leadership, in other contexts as well. I am a youth board rep and peer educator for the nonprofit Outright Vermont. So I've done a fair amount of talking in front of people. Having it played by actual live players is really cool because they do bring character to it. They bring soul to it that the computer didn't have. Also, the players, you'll hear at the end that it slows down at the end. That wasn't written into the music, and it hadn't even occurred to me to do that. But the players did it in the rehearsal, and I thought, well, this sounds good. I won't say anything about it. So I just kind of left it at that. It was kind of cool to have players do it who had a good intuition about making it sound nice and stuff.